All five of our schools received individual report card grades, and they've received those grades in the past too, but we've got a new scoring system this year. Mercer County did not have any what are considered exemplary schools, but three of our schools were listed as commendable. However, we did have two that are listed as underperforming, and that's one of the things that I wanted to explain to the board and any of the public in attendance tonight. How do you get to be underperforming? Well, that's based on any of your subgroup performance data. And in Mercer County, the two subgroups that we deal with are low-income students and special education students. And the designation is related to the performance of our special education students. And so that's something that we're going to focus on this year in trying to determine how to move forward and guarantee better improvement in the coming year. Fortunately, the state's made additional resources available, both financially and through the Regional Office of Education, to provide training and potentially supplies or materials to make those kinds of things happen.